I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, July 10th. Well, heavy rain is causing some street flooding in the Quincy area. Police say a portion of Willard Street at Wood Road, right along the Braintree-Quincy line, flooded out. A stretch of Independence Avenue near Mary Lou's Coffee flooded. And a stretch of the expressway in the Milton-Quincy area also flooded out. The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood warning for our area through noontime today as some heavy downpours move through the region. A Longmeadow man is facing multiple charges in Quincy after police say he was driving a stolen car last night. Quincy and state police stopped the Chevy Malibu on Quincy Shore Drive at about 7:30 when the suspect drove over the traffic median and fled the scene. Officers located the suspect on Channing Street, where he was arrested. The car was found nearby. Police say they seized drugs in the vehicle. The man faces multiple motor vehicle and drug charges, as well as charges of resisting arrest and assaulting a police officer. He's being held for arraignment in Quincy District Court today. Construction will be getting underway later this year on a new parking garage in Quincy Center that will in part service a planned new medical center. The recently approved state budget includes $25 million to put toward a 500-space parking garage on Dunford Drive that will provide parking for a planned medical center operated by Beth Israel Deaconess Milton. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says the state funding will pay for half the cost of the garage. Koch says the new garage will be owned by the city and will also be available for the public. Fox Rock Properties of Quincy will be constructing the new medical center. The plaintiffs who are suing the city of Quincy over the planned statues of St. Michael and St. Florian for the new public safety complex are asking a judge to stop the statues from being installed until the lawsuit is settled. The 15 plaintiffs being represented by the ACLU and other groups are asking for a temporary injunction to prevent the 10-foot-tall bronze statues from being installed at the entrance to the new building on C Street. The groups filed suit in late May, arguing that the city violated the state constitution by using public funds to install religious symbols on a public building. Mayor Thomas Koch says he does not view the $850,000 statues as being religious, saying that they are the patron saints of police officers and firefighters. The new building is slated for completion in October. Well, preparations are underway for Saturday's free concert by the Dropkick Murphys in Quincy Center. Hancock Street will be closed to traffic from Dimmock Street to Coddington Street during the show, which begins Saturday at 4 and runs through 6:30. MBTA buses will use Bergen Parkway instead of Hancock Street. Officials are urging people to use public transportation to get to and from the concert. Parking will be available at the Kilroy Square and President's Place garages. Parking is restricted, though, at Quincy High School and behind the Monroe Building. Parking and traffic will also be restricted on Huntley Road, Russell Park, and neighborhood roadways during the show. Bathrooms will be provided on Seville Avenue, and refreshments will be available on Hancock Street. The show is part of the Quincy 400 celebration and also coincides with the band's latest release called For the People. The Quincy Lions Club has a slate of new officers. Gail Bellotti and Christine Cedroni were sworn in as co-presidents of the club this year. They succeed outgoing President Sean Glennon. Glennon reported that under his leadership, the club's membership increased by 16. They logged over 100 service activities and raised over $80,000 for charities. Several awards were also presented to members, including Lion of the Year Award to past President David Sawyer, who's been a member for 25 years. And a moment of silence was held in memory of Dr. Carol Ann Speranzo and Tom Hogan. Quincy Lions Club is over 80 years old. More people accused of crimes in Massachusetts are being released from custody. By the end of the month, hundreds of people in the state may have their charges dismissed altogether due to the ongoing work stoppage by public defenders. Here in Massachusetts, the state pays the Committee for Public Counsel Services to provide an attorney. Those lawyers, or bar advocates, as they're called, say that they're underpaid at $65 an hour, salary that does not include benefits, retirement, or overhead, so they've stopped taking cases. They have proposed a pay increase from $65 an hour to $73 an hour over the next two fiscal years for lawyers in the district court, an increase from $85 to $105 an hour for lawyers in superior court, and $120 an hour to $150 an hour for lawyers who are handling murder cases, primarily affecting Suffolk and Middlesex counties right now. Going forward, hearings will continue, the Committee for Public Counsel Services says, unless they get paid, something only the legislature can fix. But the new 2026 state budget does not include more money for bar advocates. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 217. The NASDAQ rose 192. And the S&P added 37. Asian stocks were also higher. The dollar was down. The euro rose. Oil at $68 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox continue their winning ways. Beat Colorado 10-2 again last night. They'll welcome Tampa Bay to Fenway tonight at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service. A flash flood warning is in effect for the morning hours with heavy downpours expected and scattered showers later today, high of 73. Patchy fog tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow could see an isolated thunderstorm, high of 82. Sunny on Saturday, high 85, and partly sunny 87 on Sunday. The marine forecast calls for 1 to 2 foot waves, an east wind at 5 to 10 knots, and a high tide at 12:07 p.m. Sunrise 5:16, sets at 8:21. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, July 10th.